Have confidence in your steps. This became a mantra for me. These were the words of my trek guide, Suresh, who was my guiding light in the trek. Initially, I relied heavily on his assistance to navigate the rocky slopes and boulders. But with each step and he guiding me to do it on my own, slowly, little by little, I learned to let go of my fears and embrace the journey ahead. Suresh's words echoed in my mind as we kept on traversing this wild terrain. With each upward climb, I discovered newfound strength within myself. This trek wasn't just about conquering the physical challenges. It was a transformative journey of self-discovery for me. As I navigated these rocky slopes, I realized my greatest limitations have been self-imposed by my fear. With confidence as my strength, I pushed past my doubts slowly and then started acknowledging the unknown with open arms. With each ascent, I grew not only in physical competence, but also in my mental resilience and determination. This rugged landscape became a comparison of the business world to me, teaching me invaluable lessons about perseverance and growth. Hey, you are listening to Dream 100 Business Show podcast with Savita Hosamani. We at Dream 100 Business Show are on a mission to help business owners to move to the next level in their personal and business journey by helping them to make smarter decisions. In this show, we decode what goes on in the minds of successful business owners during challenging times and how they converted their dreams into profitable products or services. In this episode, I draw parallels between outdoor adventures and challenges of business. Today, we are exploring the similarities between scaling the heights of a hill and the ascent in the world of business. Join us as we uncover valuable insights that apply both on the trail as well as in the boardroom. So now let's get started with the lessons learned. My first lesson, which I learned on this trek, was the importance of perseverance. Because with each steep slope, it is very easy to give up. But at every step, our endurance and determination was tested. We had no use of trekking poles or even the sticks. We had to rely solely on our inner strength to push through our fatigue, our doubts, our limitations, and keep moving forward. Similarly, in businesses, we encounter obstacles that test our inner strength, isn't it? Whether it is navigating through this rocky terrain or overcoming financial hurdles in business, perseverance is essential to keep pushing us through difficult times and staying on the course of the game. Now, moving on to my second lesson, the terrain which we were exploring was new to me, and I had a craving desire to explore new heights as well as sights. With each height conquered, we gained a newfound ability to face higher obstacles and move stronger. This hill climbing taught us that true growth occurs outside of our comfort zones when we are struggling and sweating. Just as hill climbers must adapt to the changing conditions with new strategies in each step, businesses must remain alert in response to market fluctuations and consumer preferences. You never know what you are going to get. So growth in business happens when we move out of our comfort zone and step into the creative zone with flexibility and innovation at every step. Now coming to the third lesson, as we moved higher, we noticed that the terrain became slippery at certain heights. So each step we had to trust our own steps, and this trust was being tested. The ability to move further up was only possible with the support of my fellow climber and our guiding light, Suresh. With each victory and setback, I say setback because sometimes when the guide was behind me, I took routes which were not in the direction of the summit. So with each shared victory and setbacks, our bonds grew stronger, reinforcing the importance of community and collaboration. And I totally would like to acknowledge the fact that collaboration plays a crucial role, be it in rock climbing, hill climbing, or in our business endeavors. Just as climbers rely upon their team for support and guidance, entrepreneurs must build strong partnership and leverage the expertise of others to achieve their goals. So this was one of my biggest learning as well. Now, moving on to the fourth lesson which I learned was, this climb came with challenges of steep cliffs, slippery paths, and unforeseen obstacles. This tested our courage and adaptability, but we were determined to reach the summit. So we pressed on, embracing the unpredictability of the path ahead. I learned that as the journey progresses, both hill climbers and business leaders must remain focused on the ultimate objective. Distractions and setbacks are a part of the game, but staying committed to the vision ensures forward progress and keeps the morale high. Because when we were close to the summit, we felt that we could not make it, but our guide said that when you are close to the summit, you have set a goal. See to it that you will reach the goal, and only then we will go back. So we decided at that moment that we will climb to the summit at any cost. Now coming to the fifth lesson, this climbing to the summit taught me the value of being in the present moment. That is the ability to be fully immersed in the moment. At that moment, we were free from all the distractions of modern life. And the focus was only to reach the summit. And once we summited, we celebrated that particular moment. Finally, reaching the summit in hill climbing or achieving success in business or a milestone which you would have set out in your business journey require celebration and reflection. So if it is conquering a challenging peak or hitting a significant milestone, acknowledging accomplishments fuels motivation and it will keep inspiring you to progress in the direction of growth. So as I reflect on the parallels between scaling heights in the wilderness or in the business world, I am reminded that the journey is as important as the destination, and enjoying every step of the journey is the foundation of growth. by applying the lessons learned on the trial to our entrepreneurial pursuits, I feel that one can navigate the peaks and valleys of business with confidence and resilience. So join us next time as we explore more adventures and insights on Dream 100 Business Show podcast. Until then, keep climbing, keep exploring, and never stop striving for greatness. Hello, and before we sign off, a quick reminder to subscribe to the Dream 100 Business Show on any audio platform and on YouTube as well. We are there on YouTube. If you have any specific topics which you would like us to cover in future episodes, feel free to reach out. As always, we are waiting to hear from you, and your feedback is invaluable. So thank you for tuning in, and until next time, keep dreaming big, and may your business journey be filled with success and meaningful connections. This is Savita Hosamane signing off. Take care and stay inspired. Thank you so much.